Well, I don't know of any. I don't take the constructionist challenge very seriously. I think they're mostly interested in the words that people use to talk about their emotions, which are representations of emotion. I don't see definitive evidence that challenges the evidence that's been gathered to date from not just my own evidence on emotional signals and on the autonomic nervous system, but also evidence, increasing evidence that's coming out of neuroscience that fits with my position on emotions and not with a constructionist view. So I don't keep track of it. I don't worry about it. I don't really bother with answering it. In an earlier paper, it's a chapter in a book, which I could send you if you want, I raised the 7 or 8 challenges to my position on emotions, and I answered all of them, and the constructionist is included among them.